Our coverage from the Combine continues. We're outside Radio Row. We found one of our friends, Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Now, you're going to like what you hear from Pete, and if you want to hear more of it, you can check out something new that you guys are doing. You just started, I believe, last week.
Launched on Monday, CBS Sports HQ, 24-hour, round-the-clock network, and you get a lot of me on there, so that's a good thing.
I didn't know anyone would want 24/7 of you.
I mean, not even my wife does, by the
way.
Right.
Yeah, this is strange, but I guess it works, right? If they want you to do it.
Hey, you got to feed the beast when it comes to football, right? They'll take as much as they can get. You know that.
Yep. And this is the time of year for that. Lots of stuff going on. It's the Combine, and there are college players here auditioning in front of pro teams. But everyone kind of talks about free agency, at least at this time of the Combine. And for the Vikings, there's a lot of talk about free agency. What's your mindset on the Vikings as they head toward March 14th?
We better find a quarterback. I mean, first and foremost, but which one is it? Do you bring back Case Keenum? Do you get into Kirk Cousins sweepstakes? I'm not one of those guys that thinks you overpay for Kirk Cousins. I'll be honest with you. I think you look at his track record. He's a good quarterback, but is he a $30 million quarterback? No, he's not. And so you're going to overpay for him. I think what Jacksonville did last week with Blake Bortles, giving him a short-term extension and staying out of the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes is good for them because now they don't have to pay the quarterback position. They come back and pay Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack and build your defense. And I think the Vikings should be in that situation. If I'm the Vikings, I'd be real careful with Kirk Cousins.
All right, so once they do get the quarterback situation solved, whoever that is going to be working really closely with a new offensive coordinator. What did you think of the John DeFilippo hire for us?
I like it. Now, look, he's never called plays. I mean, so that's a big step up. He had a brief little stint in Cleveland where he called plays, but it's a big step up. But I think he's more than capable of it, and I think he's an aggressive play caller. He wants to drive the ball down the field. We saw what the Eagles did. You guys saw what the Eagles did.
Yeah.
You know, they surprised you guys a little bit. They threw the ball down the field. I think that's what he's going to want to do. Now, does that mesh with Zimmer? Mike Zimmer is a defensive coach who wants to play great defense, run the ball, and keep it close to the vest. But the league is trending toward playing more wide open. I think Mike has realized that. He saw that last year, and I think that's what they'll do.
Yeah, and it's probably going to have to be a blend of things, you know, a blend of ideas and a blend of strategies, most likely, and that's going to be the trick is finding that balance. Running back for the Vikings. Dalvin Cook went down, but at the time, we were super excited about Dalvin Cook. So you saw that, but then you saw how it was pretty good even after him with Murray and McKinnon. Now you have a draft class here with a couple of good running backs, and McKinnon's a free agent. So how should the Vikings handle all of that?
Well, you know, Cook's coming off the ACL, but usually nowadays the ACL, you're okay. You know, it's not like the old days where it was catastrophic. So I think he'll be fine. I would draft another running back. I'd probably get one in the third round. We saw that last year. Alvin Kamara came in the third round. Kareem Hunt came in the third round. You can find running backs. So draft another one, bring him in. Maybe a bigger guy, you know, maybe a guy who can run tougher through the tackle. I think Cook's going to be a star, by the way. I thought all along that they got one of the best backs in this draft. I still think he's going to be.
Awesome. Last question, NFC North. Packers get Rodgers back. The Vikings have won that division two of the last 3 years, and they've won four out of the last five against Green Bay. Lions pretty good. They get a new head coach, and the Bears are starting over with a new head coach and a nice young quarterback. So you look at the NFC North, and how do you lay it out for 2018?
Well, whenever Rodgers is back, I always pick the Packers. Okay. I mean, I pick the
Packers. It hasn't worked out lately.
No, it hasn't. But I pick the Packers every year to go to the Super Bowl. Packers and Patriots, because it's Brady and Rodgers, I'll take the two best quarterbacks. But look, it's going to be close. The Vikings are a damn good football team. Whatever they do with the quarterback position will decide it for me. If they go out and get Kirk Cousins, maybe they're better, but I don't know how much better. And do they have to start picking apart the team a little bit because they spent that money on him? Packers, Vikings, Lions, and Bears.
All right. That's it from Pete Prisco and from me. Radio Row at the Combine, but for more from him, go to CBS Sports or Twitter, and for more from us, stay right here at Vikings.com.